So, you know, the Bible talks about trying the spirit. So I also try to, try my spirit, you know. And the way I do it is I talk to different people to see if they, if I'm saying the right thing, you know. I've got one friend, born again family. She knows more than I know about dealing with Jezebel, but we came to the conclusion that they all do the same thing. And they all try to triangulate too. If you get in their inner circle, they try to triangulate everybody. There's weird stuff going. But I haven't mentioned this to anybody, but I'm sure that if I mentioned it to her, she would agree. We're actually, when you walk out your door, this is kind of deep, but it's not, it's easy, but it's deep. I want you to really think about what I'm saying. Nothing new under the sun, right? So nothing new under the sun. So when you walk out your front door, you're actually looking at a Genesis 3 reality. You're looking at Genesis 3. And so what happened in Genesis 3? What did Eve fall into? Eve fell in the same spirit that we're seeing here today. Eve wanted to be worshipped. She wanted to be queen bee. She wanted to usurp Adam. She wanted to usurp God. She wanted to be her own goddess. We're seeing that in the music. We're seeing that in the families, the homes, the churches. We see it in the TikTok and the Instagram and the YouTube and all that. Eve wants to be God. She wants to usurp God. Now, when we look at Ahab and Jezebel, we see Genesis 3. Her desire shall be to rule over her husband. So when the Jezebel spirit marries a man or gets with a man, she wants to rule that man. She don't want to submit. She thinks she knows. Adam went down with the ship, right? As a type and shadow of Christ going down with a ship. I asked a friend of mine a long time ago. I said, looks like you're going down with the ship. He said, I don't want to go down with the ship. Well, too bad. You're going down with the ship because you're tied in big time. I said, looks like you're going down with the ship, man. A lot of men don't even know about the Jezebel spirit. They don't even know it exists, even though they're under it. They can't walk away. They can't step away, especially if they're locked in with kids and finances and houses and businesses and all that stuff. They can't escape. Well, they think that way, but they could just sell everything, start over. But at a certain age, you know, that's why they want to lock you down. As you get older, they want to lock you down even more because they know it's hard for you to escape. That's why you have to be wise as serpent and as wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Because as you get older, the Jezebel spirit gets more cunning and more wise. But no matter what you do, no matter where you go, you're in Genesis 3 and you can escape. The best way to escape is escape before you get in. Try the spirits. And if you already got in it, go to your local fundamental Baptist church who preaches the truth and join that and get you some allies. If Jezebel has all these allies in secret, all these men, these flying monkey men that believe her lies, or co-workers, they use their co-workers to create flying monkeys on the job. If Jezebel has all these co-workers and secret relationships behind the scenes, she's got a bunch of flying monkeys, so you do it out in the open. You find you a local church that preaches the truth And you build some real friendships if you can find any. Most people don't want to talk about this kind of stuff because this kind of stuff's real, because most of the time, the preacher's married to a Jezebel. Or the deacons have a Jezebel. I saw it. I saw this one lady. She said, I won't have no man tell me what to do. So she's saying she won't have God tell her what to do because God says to submit to the husband. But she'll go to a job and get a paycheck and submit to that boss. But she won't submit to God's authority in her life. I saw this before the red pill movement or anything. And I was like one crying in the wilderness, you know. And because back then, if you talked about it, because nobody else was talking about it, well, you hate women. No, we're trying to help women. They'll say, the Apostle Paul hates women. No, he don't. Where'd that come from? A Methodist Jezebel, she will say that the Apostle Paul hates women. No, he don't. He's trying to help women. Because you're looking at Genesis 3. If the Apostle Paul was back there in Genesis 3 and told Eve, don't eat the apple. Don't eat the world, the flesh, and pride of life. The women in Genesis 3 would have said, Paul hates women, but he's trying to save women from eating the apple and falling into delusion. Apostle Paul loved women. Jesus loves women, but he don't support the Jezebel spirit. The woman, the Bible says, the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. The order of the home is God, man, wife, kids. God, Jesus, man, wife, kids. God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, man, woman, kids. Is Jesus equal with God? Yes. Jesus submitted to the Father, even to the death of the cross. But Jesus is equal with God. So the equality is there, but the man and woman have certain roles to follow. If she tries to usurp the man, she's believing the lie in Genesis 3. Go back to Genesis 3, same lie. And so if she tries to usurp her husband, she's going to try to usurp God. She's going to write her own Bible. She's going to take books out of the Bible. If you meet a woman who doesn't stand on the Bible and she's trying to interpret the Bible contrary to the common interpretation of the saints, she has the Jezebel spirit, and the way she's trying to usurp the Bible, she's going to try to usurp you. Fact, Jack. If you want to catch Jezebel, ask her what she believes about the Bible. Does she believe from Genesis to Revelation is the truth? She will say no. And if she says no to the authority of the Bible, she's going to try to usurp you and bring you down and shut you up and call you crazy, call you abusive, all because you stand on the truth. When did the truth become abusive? When did the truth become abusive? It becomes abusive because people want to be their own God. They want to believe their own lies and they want to create their own truth, which is not truth, is a lie. This is what's happening. You're in Genesis 3. As soon as you walk out your front door, you're watching it across the street. I watch it every day. It's like, come on. I walk out my front door every day and I see Genesis 3, rebellious Jezebel spirit. I look to my right and I see these people in this halfway house, and I'm sitting here thinking, man, they're the trouble. But the reality is, a Jezebel probably put them there based on lies. That's my conclusion. I'm looking at Jezebel across the street, three of them, and they're free as a bird. And I'm looking at these men in a halfway house because they got put in jail for something, probably because their Jezebel mama or somebody didn't train them right, because they kicked the man out and the man didn't know. And so my point is, I talked to these guys and they seemed nice. I don't know what they did. I don't know if they got it. They seemed like they got logic. I don't know what they did. It's none of my business. They don't act like criminals. But Jezebel does. Jezebel's trying to use her body to get a baby daddy to live free. These guys are going to work every day. The drama, the insanity, it's a game. When you open your eyes
Appreciate it. No problem. When you open your eyes every morning, you're in the Genesis 3 battle. It's happening right now. I'm looking at across the street. I'm at this restaurant. Across the street, there's a pub, a Jake's Pub and Billiards. And these two Jezebels, they ain't got nothing on. They got the red shoes on going into the bar because they're trying to find a Ahab to control. And they're going to use their sex and their emotions and all that, try to usurp Ahab, try to get him to fall in love with her, and then she's going to flip out and turn back to Jezebel. She's going to sound submissive at first, but then she's going to flip back to Jezebel. You can tell by the way she's walking and dressing and her pride. Her pride and her arrogance. Instead of humble, instead of a meek and quiet spirit and shamefacedness, why does the Bible tell the woman to be shamefaced? Because she dropped mankind, the whole creation, down into sin because she wanted to be a goddess and be worshipped. She destroyed. She is the Babylon spirit, the old Eve. She is Babylon. Period. Most of your wars are probably not about anything but some woman somewhere. Sorry. It's just the way it is. Some Jezebel. Hitler was a dictator. He was a pharaoh. He had his own junk going on. A lot of these world leaders, they have the Jezebel spirit. I don't know if they got abused by their mama or daddy or somebody, but their home was upside down. How could they become that crazy, think they could run the world? If you read your Bible, you know that America was here to protect Israel, and Israel's not going to be destroyed. So for Germany to try to take over the world, they were delusional. For any country to try to take over the world, you're fighting against God and His program and His script. You're delusional. If you come in and try to take over a business, you're delusional. If you try to take over a family or a home, a house, usurp a man in his house, you're delusional. You're going to have a war that you ain't never seen. You're not going to win. If you try to take over somebody's will, you're delusional. People have free will. If you're trying to take over somebody's emotions, you're delusional because everybody's not going to put up with that. Nobody's going to put up with it. If they can't see a way out, you better be careful. People ain't going to put up with it. When you try to usurp a nation, a business, a church, a home, Jezebel's trying to usurp. You try to usurp somebody's will and their emotions and their intellect. You try to usurp somebody, what's going to happen? You're going to have a war. And God's going to raise up an Elijah to push you back. A fearless Elijah to push back at Jezebel, because the script doesn't change. And you see what happened to Eve. God came down and rebuked Adam and Eve and the devil and said, your desire shall be to your husband. It ain't gonna change. I don't know why they think they can do it. So when you see the Jezebel spirit, what do you see? What do you see? When you see the Jezebel spirit, what do you see? You see Hitler. You see the Pharaoh. You see all these dictators that want to rule the world. You see them all. They want to rule the world. And the game never ends. The same Genesis 3 game keeps repeating. They want to usurp and control and manipulate and take away somebody's free will. You see it in the corporations. You see it in government. You see it in politics. You see it on the media. You see it everywhere. Everybody's trying to strive to be something when they're actually nothing. And they want everybody to look up to them and fear them. It's the easy button.